Very disturbing report called the Sweep South Report, which surveys domestic workers and their conditions, and that's something that's not done enough in this country, keeping an eye on domestic workers, how they live, what they're paid, what their working conditions are, what their lives are like at home. But during lockdown, I'll just give you one of the report, one of the significant findings. 70% of respondents, these are domestic workers, suffered physical or verbal abuse from a spouse or partner during lockdown. There are also some really disturbing economic findings as well. They won't be surprising, but it does drive home how serious lockdown has been. Aisha Pandor joins me now, co-founder of Sweep South. Aisha, a very good afternoon. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, what is Sweep South, firstly? Establish this, and what is this survey that you do?
So Sweep South is a platform, so it's an app and a website that connects people who need help with different things at home, and primarily that's been with home cleaning, with home service providers like domestic workers. So basically we're helping unemployed or underemployed domestic workers around the country or other home services workers to find work through an app.
And the survey?
So we do this survey every year. This is the third year that we've done it, and we've tried to focus on living and working conditions of domestic workers around the country. When we founded Sweep South, we struggled just with access to data relating to the domestic work industry. And so what we've tried to do over the last 3 years is just make some of this data available to businesses, to employers, to look at what domestic workers on average are earning, how does that compare to their living costs. And in this year, we've tried to do a COVID-specific version of that survey.
Yeah, it's interesting. Becky Kleile is on my television screen at the moment. He's just been giving a briefing on gender-based violence, domestic violence during lockdown. And you've got a pretty alarming finding there in terms of domestic workers.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, unfortunately, and this is expected, but unfortunately, the results of the survey show that the effects of the pandemic and lockdown have been quite dire for domestic workers around the country. So broadly, what we've seen is an increase in living costs, quite drastic in some cases, over 50% increase in food costs, school fees going up over 60%, electricity 33%. So, you know, big increase in living costs, big increase in the number of dependents that most domestic workers are having to take care of. And that's also unfortunately being offset by working less, you know, so working less, earning less as a result of lockdown.
80% of workers reported working fewer than 8 hours per day compared with 51% last year. So that's almost a sort of 50% jump, if you like, in people who have got less work. You'd say they're getting less money. And that number, 70% of respondents report suffering physical or verbal abuse from a spouse or partner. I mean, that's a startling number.
So, look, we know that, you know, the international stats are 1 in 3 women being affected by domestic abuse. And I think, you know, looking at and tying this back into the crime stats, the sort of figures that we've heard are that, you know, during lockdown, domestic violence increased. And now that lockdown has been released or the restrictions have been released, that crime levels outside of the home are going up. But that's certainly what, you know, what we saw is that when people were locked inside the home, unfortunately, there were increases in rates of domestic violence.
Is there any way of, I suppose there isn't, but in terms of overall impact, people coping, is there any sort of emotional component to this survey about how domestic workers are feeling about their life and their lot?
Yeah, so we also surveyed physical health and mental health impacts of the lockdown and the pandemic, you know, fears around getting sick, a loved one getting sick, and knowing that, you know, the public health system isn't always able to address the sort of numbers that we were seeing. But what really stood out for us was the mental health impact. And I think, you know, a lot of people just saying that it was the stress of worrying about getting sick. You know, over 50% of people saying, I'm worried about not just getting sick and my family getting sick, but also all of these additional stresses that are caused by the effect of the pandemic and lockdown on earnings.
And that complete, particularly for domestic workers, that complete contradiction early on that you wanted to keep working because you want to keep employed, but it was the homes of the well-off that many domestic workers have their employment in that were the early vectors of the disease. This was a disease
right.
going from the wealthy to the poorer community. So your health is threatened by being at work, and yet you need to be at work? I mean, it's a dreadful dilemma.
It is a dilemma, but, you know, at the same time, and we've seen from the survey, about 35% of people who are employers of domestic workers continue to support them even during lockdown. So, you know, what we're suggesting and have suggested throughout lockdown is, even if there are concerns about transmission because you're worried about your helper being exposed or your family being exposed and not wanting your helper to then be exposed, to just continue as much as possible to try and support financially during this time.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who didn't at least provide some level of support through this time. I hope there were anyone that could afford it did continue to do that. Aisha, thank you very much. I think it's a massively significant part of the South African economy, the domestic workforce, and it's under-analysed, under-assessed, under-appreciated, and it's important to have a survey like this one. Aisha Pandor there, co-founder of Sweep South.